have to double check me on that. But, you know, it's all to celebrate independent film, and, you know, they're just an incredible festival. They bring a really wide range of independent filmmakers together, and, you know, people get to, the community gets to see the work, and, you know, what's cool about D.C. is there's, the, you know, it's a city run by politics, so, you know, you have lawmakers and politicians and the like around to see it, and this is an issue. This is a film, you know, with a strong issue as the centerpiece of the film. So that was an important decision for us in deciding to premiere the film here.
Okay, well, could you tell us about your character?
My character is named Dusty, and when the film starts, I meet Kyle, the main character, who's played by Lucas Haas. At a party, and I kind of push meth on them. They think it's cocaine, but it ends up being meth. A real snort in the bathroom. And at first, you know, Kyle he's in a relationship. He's in a stable relationship. He has a stable job. And after this is kind of the inciting incident of the film. Is, you know, he starts kind of, you know, he becomes addicted. And I am kind of his partner in crime, and everything kind of ends up becoming destabilized, and it gets pretty bad. My character, you know, without giving too much away, you know, the addiction kind of, you know, takes over their lives, and they find themselves in pretty ugly situations.
Did you learn a lot about meth and the drug environment from doing this movie?
A lot of documentaries on the subject, and I've had friends who've dealt with addiction, and not necessarily with meth, but talking to them was really informative, and you know, there's a ton of documentaries, some of which are, I mean, just really, really disturbing. It was actually kind of a really ugly world, and so you know, some of these documentaries are quite hard to watch, but you know, it's imperative to preparing the role to see, you know, the way people act. I mean, there was I remember one documentary that stood out. I think it was called American Meth, and there were scenes of people actually, you know, just injecting it, and you could watch the way that their behavior would change, you know, from being sober to being high, and that was really informative for playing the part.
How do they act when they're high? How's meth different than other drugs?
Gosh, I mean, it's such it's funny because I started becoming aware of when I was out, you know, in LA, and I could start to tell when people were on it. It's in the eyes. There's something in the eyes. There's this intensity in the eyes and this kind of darty, almost predatory thing that I feel like the switch kind of goes off, and it's like it's a fire in their eyes, and but there's also something kind of hollow about it. You know, it's very energizing. I think that especially, you know, if it's like we had a system when we filmed it, like, you know, we filmed it fairly quickly, and so we kind of had this code that we used to define at what level of tweaking we were at, and we were, you know, it's like a day one tweaking, day two tweaking, day three, day four, and so like a day one is more euphoric, and it's more like, you know, you're feeling really good, you're ready to party, you're ready to go out, you're kind of in high spirits. Day two is, you know, a little bleaker. You know, and you can obviously catch a day five, and it's pretty, you know, it starts to become like the zombies, but, you know, it's like The Walking Dead, basically.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any more independent movies planned? You've been doing quite a few of them.
Yeah, I have another film called The House of Last Things, which just had its festival premiere in a place called Jouarmer, France. And, I was unable to go to that because of filming days, but I think I'm going to make it to its next festival, which is in Brazil.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm excited. In May, I'm going down to Brazil to go see that festival, and I think there's another one in Mexico coming up. So that one is kind of taking a more international route before it will premiere in the United States. But I'm excited for people to see that, and I have a couple other ones. I filmed another one earlier this year that will hopefully do the festival thing as well.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions about Nick. I see you've been tweeting this week, and this week was a big week for Nick. Yeah, and you've handled the Twitter and the Facebook haters pretty well, and good for you on that.
Thank you.
Yep, fans like that make us all look bad, you know, we're not all crazy. So how do you feel about Nick finally admitting to Will he doesn't want him to be the father because he's gay?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say this. I think that the writers did a fantastic job of crafting the story and kind of getting us to where we are now in a way that made sense to me as an actor and was fun might be the wrong word, but it is a lot of fun to play. But it's also difficult, and there's some stuff coming up that's very difficult, and if I'm getting hate mail now, I imagine it's definitely going to get it will get worse before it gets better. I can tell you that. But I really enjoyed it. I think the writers are writing the hell out of the storyline, and I love acting with Chandler. I think she's fantastic, and Allie and I have had some incredible scenes together, and I love acting with her, and it's just been a great ride.
Yeah, your acting has been just absolutely superb the last few months, and you should be very proud.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I mean, I give you a lot of credit. It must be hard to portray a character that, and I'm watching Twitter, people want Nick killed off, and I'm like...
there's some stuff on... It's funny, the people who will, kind of go to your fan page or your Twitter, to tell you, they're like, you are despicable. You should be ashamed of yourself. They should fire you. I honestly don't take it personally, and I really do take it as a compliment to the writers and to the way that we're living it out, that, it's a powerful and affecting storyline, and that it's getting to people, which I think is good, because I think that the storyline has a pretty important message, and it's not pretty, or it's ugly, but I think it's important.
Right, exactly, and someone has to do the job, and you're doing it so well. To me, I think fans are getting a little bit too emotional about this, and maybe they should sit back and enjoy the drama and enjoy the story for what it is, and not try to get people fired, to be blunt about it.
I honestly think it doesn't make me scared for my job.
Right.
I doubt anybody's like, oh, well, I guess they want him fired, so we'll fire him. So I really do think it's good that they're engaging. I think sometimes people, I really do. I appreciate the enthusiasm. I don't think, and in large part, it's mostly people saying, oh my God, I want to throw something at the television, but you're doing a great job, and that's great. It's few and far between. Well, not few and far between, but it's definitely the majority of people really are being supportive. It's the anomalies that are, you should get fired, you're a terrible person, how can you do this?
Yeah. Do you think Nick has the capability to change, maybe open his heart and open his mind in the future?
I think everybody does.
That's good. That's good. Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much for talking to me today, and good luck with your film.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Thanks. Bye.